Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture.
In book one of his Nicomachean Ethics, in the course of making a set of arguments against the Platonic conception of the ideal good or the form of the good as something that we want to study in terms of ethics, Aristotle is going to make reference to another one of his works, which you might have encountered, called the Categories. And we're not going to go too deep into that because the Categories is itself a separate work. Its upshot is that, as Aristotle is going to point out to us, there isn't just one single all-encompassing conception of good, because the good is spoken of in many ways. We might say that the notion of good overflows the categories in the broad sense that we would like to confine it within. We can't just put it under one single type of study. And so let's look at his actual discussion of some of these categories. If you want to understand what he means by categories, these are ways in which we can speak about or think about things. And Aristotle thinks that this is also reflective of the being of things as well. That it's not just something we're projecting onto reality. We're naming what actually is there in some respect in reality. So one of these is what he calls substance, what the thing is, quite literally. In Greek, it's ousia, which means, you know, being or substance. But he also has a lot of other ways of talking about it. What it is for that thing to be. This is what the essence of a thing should be, and it's named by the definition as well. So, you know, what would be an example of a substance besides the ones we've got up here? Human being. I am a substance. I am something that exists as an independent being. What about other things? Well, there's, for example, quality. I am, Aristotle would say, white, but what we really mean is pink-skinned, right? Although there's a lot of, you know, freckles as well. I have hair. I've got the virtues up here. We might think of any sort of quality of the personality as also fitting into this. If I'm a nice guy, if I'm a mean guy, those sorts of things, that's quality. Quantity, anything that is measurable, you know, or relatable through numbers. So I am this tall, 6'3". Other things are smaller. We can also talk about quantity in terms of amounts, 3 pieces of chalk, which might actually have been at 1.1 piece of chalk. You get the idea. Relation. Now, this is a very interesting one. This is in Greek, to pros ti. Pros means connected to or in relation to something. I am, for example, a father. Father is a relational term. You can't be a father without a child, right? You can be a human being without a child, substance, but relation requires both terms of the relation to be there. I'm also a son. Right? You can't be a son without there also being a parent to whom I am related to as a son. Time, in the Greek here, this is actually chronos. In the categories, Aristotle uses a different term, topote. And we're talking about when something is, right? And then we have place. Similarly, we can talk about where something is. In Greek, it's topou, right? And all of these are among the categories. There's actually 4 other categories that Aristotle talks about that he will only reference here by saying, yes, the good is spoken of in these other categories as well, which would be action, passion, one that's a little bit harder to translate, but let's call it condition, includes things like standing or laying down. And then another one that's also hard to translate, which we often will call having or wearing or things like that. You know, when you talk about my wearing a tie or this whole outfit here, that would be one of the categories for Aristotle. And we're not worried about whether all these categories totally make sense at this point. We want to see what the upshot is as far as what Aristotle's talking about. So Aristotle says that good is spoken of in all of these categories. These are distinct ways or modes of talking about something as being good. So, for example, when we say that a substance is good as that substance, we are saying there's something intrinsically valuable to that substance, qua substance. So God, for example, theos, or the divine, the intellect, nous, right? We also translate as mind or understanding. Those are things that Aristotle is willing to say, those are good as that kind of substance. Quality, the virtues. The virtues are qualities of character. Likewise, the vices are bad qualities of character. So when we say that somebody is courageous, we are calling that person good, but we're not doing so in the same way as signifying the substance, because they can lose that goodness, right? Quantity. We can talk of the moderate amount, which is going to be very important when once we get into Aristotle's virtue ethics, right? The moderate amount is a matter of quantity. It's good insofar as it's a certain quantity in relation to the things as well. Strict relation. Here's a brilliant example. Useful, right? Aristotle will distinguish between three classes of goods in the Nicomachean Ethics in particular, all those other classes as well. The pleasurable, the noble, and the useful, tosum ferum. We could translate as useful, as profitable, as helpful. Things are useful only in relation to something else. There is nothing that is absolutely useful. You might say it this way, that there is no Swiss Army knife that is absolute, right? Every Swiss Army knife is good insofar as it is useful for that particular task that you want to do. So, you know, if you're like me, as soon as you get a Swiss Army knife, usually the first thing you lose are the tweezers and the toothpicks. Now, it's no longer useful for those tasks because it doesn't have those capacities. But usefulness is always relational, right? Time. Here he has an interesting example. A favorable opportunity, kairos in Greek, right? This is seen as something good, and that depends on the particular time. It is also relational, time that's good for something. But Aristotle sees this as distinct. Place, a suitable habitat for a species. Or we might think of a field. What is the field, a good field for growing things? Or is it something that isn't good for that, right? So these are all different distinct ways of speaking about something as good. Aristotle will go on and he'll talk about the good as being present in a single category across different disciplines. This is adding another wrinkle to the picture. So opportunity, for example, can be understood in terms of war as falling under the discipline of strategy, in terms of disease as falling under the discipline of medicine. Perhaps in terms of giving pleasure through sound, maybe it falls under the discipline of music. Moderate amount for diet falls under medicine. For exercise falls under gymnastics. For actions and emotions, guess what it falls under? Ethics, right? And so you notice that the good is not only spoken of in a multiplicity of categories, but each of those categories, something within that category, can also be spoken of in multiple ways, depending on which discipline we are using to understand it, because the disciplines are connected to different subject matters in which that same thing, that same category, that same good can exist. So, the good is indeed, for Aristotle, spoken of in many ways.
Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/Sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.